Ex-patient is Raymond Roberts. The last name is R-O-B-E-R-T-S. This is the clinical case of a 77-year-old white male patient that is following the practice because of multicystic disease of the kidney. The patient has been very stable from the nephrology point of view. Serum creatinine is 1.2 WN, is 25, and estimated GFR is 60.7 mL per minute. The serum electrolytes are with the normal limits. The liver function tests are with the normal limits. Period. The protein creatinine ratio is normal, less than 200 milligrams per gram of creatinine. Number two, the patient has essential thrombocytosis. Initially treated with the administration of Hydrea, H-Y-D-R-E-A, but the patient developed ulcerations that were present for more than 6 months. The patient went to peripheral vascular disease specialist, went to the dermatologist, went to the wound center, and finally went to see Dr. E. Banks. E-B, like Envoy, A-N-K-S. And he said that the administration of Hydrea was the responsible for that. The patient was switched to Jakafi, J-A-K-A-F, like in Foxtrot, I. And the ulcerations have healed. Following number, the patient has coronary artery disease. Status was PCI in 2020. This PCI to the left anterior descending artery. And also the patient has atrial fibrillation that is paroxysmal, and the patient is an Eliquis. He is followed by a cardiology on regular basis. Following number, vitamin D deficiency and supplementation. Following number, BPH. Following number, gastroesophageal reflux disease, managed with the administration of famotidine, 20 milligrams daily. Following number, hiatal hernia, that at the present time is symptomatically not apparent. The patient is in very stable condition. We're going to follow him in 1 year with laboratory workup. A paragraph, I invested 8 minutes reviewing the lab, 15 minutes in the face-to-face, and 7 minutes in the documentation.